And now, the Gospel Reflection with Father Daniel McCann.
As a priest, you have the privilege of spending many, many occasions with people in their final moments. And as these men and women who are preparing to die take their final breaths, very often in these sacred moments, you find the greatest witness to hope that perhaps you ever get to see in your life. And the number of people who, as they enter their final hours on earth, would say, "All I want is God. All I want is heaven. All I want is to be one with the person that made me." The ability to have this cry of hope and this cry of joyful expectation is born out of the feast that we celebrate today, the Ascension. Jesus ascending to his Father after the resurrection on the surface looks like something sad. The apostles don't want him to go. They don't get to stay with him anymore. And he definitively leaves them in the sense that he is no longer with them physically as he had been before. But the Ascension, even though it is a farewell, at the same time, it is also a day of tremendous hope. Because Jesus ascending to the Father gets out of the way, if you will, to open up the path for the Holy Spirit, who will come at Pentecost. And at Pentecost, given that gift of the Holy Spirit, we find that now every single man and woman, no matter what country, no matter what time or era they live in, is now able to have a personal relationship with our Lord. If Jesus had remained physically on earth for all time, yes, some people would get to see him physically and hang out, but most of us wouldn't. But thanks to Jesus' ascension to the Father, he paves the way for the Spirit that enables us to be personally related to him, therefore, in any time, in any age. And then, perhaps most importantly, he, as the head of his body, the church, by entering heaven, prepares the path for the rest of us to follow. And so thanks to this feast day, the Ascension, we too can look forward to heaven and have heaven, eternal life with God, to have the hope of that pervade our everyday and ordinary lives, thus giving it a new meaning, a new light, and a new joy.